play is stopped.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
They were only 9 o'clock. Hours left.
Oh, they was really dead. Who was on the other feed? I don't know if we do that, but that was the president.
We are on live again.
Yes, indeed. And as we see, this is the final two overs and requiring 18 runs. This one again is dropped in the covers and they are through for a cheeky single, which resulted in an additional one run to the scooter, 158 for four. And the batsman is pulling up here with cramps, or was he hit with the ball? I'm not too sure, Virgil. You eyes are younger than mine.
Yeah, I didn't see what really happened. I was watching him when he came through. So.
No, it's just that he scampered through for a single, and he was overthrew, but he was too far gone. He didn't get to put on the brakes ahead of time. But nonetheless, this game is coming down to the wires. They're in search of 175, and it's 157 for four.
11 runs. No, 11 balls with 17 runs to go, Ivan.
Yes.
This over going to make the game change. This over.
Yes, well, Jamie has the game and the humdinger in his hand, but the skipper is there. Mohamed Massoud, he is there. So let's see what Jamie has in store. This time he's swinging.
Is it gone?
Yes, it's in the boundary.
It's gone.
And four runs, yes. And that's what I'm saying. The skipper is going to be taking matters in his own hands at this time. He's coming down to the wire. This is the penultimate over. Over
balls.
Number 19.
As I said, these guys like the ball shot, and that's what's going to happen. Because if he bowled in more sharp ball again, Massoud is going to swing at that ball.
Yeah, but we have McCarthy. He's been doing good so far, and I think he's going to be trusted with that last over. He has bowled some two overs for eight runs, has picked up some two wickets. I think he's the one who would have brought back the game to where it is. 160. So, Jamie. 160. So, we're waiting for Jamie.
160.
So, the score is 160. They're trying to get to 175, so they're 15 runs away, 15 off. And we have some 8 deliveries, some 10 deliveries, I beg your pardon. So 15 from 10. Jamie around the wicket. Massoud is swinging. And he's getting it past the backward point. And that's another boundary. And I said the skipper is taking matters into his own hands. He's come out swinging. So we have back-to-back boundaries here, and he's saying it's a bit too close for him. Now, I may have called it wrong. I said the only way that the St. Bess can win, they have got to get all 10 wickets, but now they've got to stop the boundaries as well. And Massoud would have none of that, sporting some bright green red pads, green pads. In comes Jamie around the wicket, and Massoud is skipping, and he is running through for a single. So this over is putting things in the balance. We have the last over to be bowled. And my guess, if I was a betting man, I think that it would be trusted into the hands of Odane McCarthy. Again, he would have bowled some two overs for eight runs, picked up two wickets, so the momentum is with him. But then I hope that he would not get cold feet. But for whatever it is, I would have lost one of my bets. I say it's not going to go into the 20th over. I would have lost that one. It's going to go definitely into the 20th over. We need some 10 runs, and we just have two deliveries. Mind you, they can get the 6 and a 4 from this, but I don't think it's going to happen since the skipper is off strike. This time he's swinging, and there's a single. So Massoud come back into strike. Now they're going to try to probably keep Massoud on strike here for this one because we have the last over to be bowled from the northern end. And for whatever it's worth, Jamie would not want to give up a boundary, and he does not want to give a single. So he has got to bowl a dot or two.
Don't be surprised if you go into that extra over.
And this time, mission accomplished. They wanted to keep the skipper off strike, and now they're going to try to bowl to the Burgess. And Burgess, who has been there before Mohammed, he is on two. But I think this is the last over. Tanti Merle is at the over. Is at the over. So some
nine
runs
from six,
from six deliveries. I still think Miami Raptors is in the driver's seat. But you never know. You never know. And are we going to have a bowl off? Well, I said it came down to this. And I know that people are on pins and needles.
These are the kind of games you really like, because it can go anyway.
Can go anywhere, Virgil. And which way are you going now, Virgil? Are you swinging from Rafters to Sinbest? Or you're sticking with Rafters?
Well, I know which way I'm going. I'm going out of my seat. Because I'm going to sit for this one.
Yes, indeed. Indeed, indeed.
I'm going to make my way closer. Closer and closer.
Yes, the final.
He's gone.
All is in the hands of the gentleman who has been taking the wickets, McCarthy. He would have struck a century in the semi-final match. Now he's been asked to do the bowling.
Nine from four. Two crucial deliveries, Ivor. McCarthy, 3 for 8. 3 for 8, Ivor. Gets this wicket.
He has to get a single. This guy has to get a single.
Oh. Yes, exactly right. The music is blasting. And the crowd. Bold, Virgil.
This is excited.
Four buys, is it? from two liquors. That is indeed the match.
Even to the bag of a one, you have to take it. You have to run.
This has got to be a dart ball, gentlemen. If the St. Bess were to win this, got to be a dart ball.
I don't even like how the other Batman is standing in the position there. He's supposed to be getting ready to run.
On the alert.
Two. One and two?
Yeah, one. Two runs. One ball, two runs. Where is your money, Virgil?
I got a 50. I got a 50-50.
It's two runs, one ball. Yes.
He missed that ball, that's it.
One run, a tie, a playoff, right? And two to win. What a final indeed. Even the commentators are getting excited, except Stafford.
It's tie. It's a tie.
It's a tie.
I know that was going to happen. Well, you know something? I'm going to go to the St. Bess for the Super Bowl.
Oh, my goodness. Well, what a match. This word. St. Bess is up here. Oh, they have to share the trophy.
No, this is supposed to be a...
Are these arrangements in the playing condition?
Should be a Super Bowl.
Should be. But what if there is no provision made for a Super Bowl? It's left to be seen. Left to for us to know. Perhaps our score might have some information about that. Do we have some information? Mr. Maitland? Well, either you probably may want to go down and check with the officials to see what...
Remember, we never have a 20-20 that tied. As long as the game tied up, it must be a Super Over. So.
Well, what if they don't have it in provision? What the official will have to decide? Who will be the winner? If they're going to make it a joint winner, or they're going to spin a coin? Or
the coin would not work.
In years gone by, what we used to do, Virgil, we get two pieces of grass, right? Remember that? Two grass, one longer than the other. And you ask the guy to pull one, and if he pulls the longer one, he is the winner. Stafford, you ever heard of that?
The shorter one you own.
And the shorter one you're not the winner. They have to come to agree to a tiebreaker, as it were.
Against
the
Meridian.
Oh. Well, what a match. Would it be the team that lose the lesser amount of wickets?
No. In the 2020, it must be.
No, I'm just.
Yeah, they would not go up the amount of wickets.
Okay. No, I'm saying, could it be that was the arrangement? We have no idea as to the arrangement with regards to deciding the winner. It happens that both teams ended on 175.
Simple, just go to the playoff, just like normal stuff.
And that is normal.
If you lose two wickets, that's it. Your team goes in.
Well, the officials will tell us what is the decision with regards to that, because both teams obviously will have to decide as to what is the condition if a match is being tied at the end of the 20 overs. And both teams, Virgil, dropped a lot of catches too. Both teams. But it seems as if the St. Best dropped more because they were batting, fielding last. Yeah.
But I think both teams should not object against the one over.
The one over.
Everybody have the same chance. Just score as much runs as you can in that over.
That over, and we move from there.
Then they will determine the winner from that.
But it's left to be seen, or left for us to know.
But then something, I don't want to lose, so might as well I stay with the tie.
If I stay with the tie and share the trophy,
yes.
That's the normal thing that should happen. But what if that was not a precondition that was laid down before the match?
Then you have a problem there.
You see, this is what happens when you're born on a day like today.
You know what?
Talking to my
this game still like this. The captain should have one in and one out.
Oh.
Come talking to Mike, we are on the air live suffering. And if you're saying something, I'd be glad to hear what you're saying, because it's important that we hear everything. Just say a word or two.
No,
I'm
going with the mic.
Either you or Mike. Yeah, go ahead.
The St. Best team. What I see about the St. Best team, the open bowlers don't use them head. Them do not use them head as a open bowler. And the next thing again, what I see wrong, the captain should have one man in and one out. You can put everybody outside and nobody underneath the bat. That's how you get the short single. And that's the way I know how this game play. One in, one out.
They started off too with a lot of whites. Virgil, you remember seeing they bowl a lot of whites in the opening over.
So yes, this is, I mean, not something that they really want to do that, but sometimes actually.
Yes, Ivor is about to give us the result, and he's going to talk with someone. Ivor,
he's trying to say something.
Something to be heard.
We can't hear you. Something is off.
Well, we are waiting word from Ivo. We cannot hear what he's saying to us. Seems as if his mic is turned off.
Oh. Can I do it?
Yes.
It's super over yet.
Okay. Gail is going to bowl it over. Ken Wright
and Timmy
are going to be the two batters. David, Ken Wright, and Timmy are going to be batting. And who is the bowler?
Gail.
Gail is going to be bowling. Am I right? Yes.
Did you say Gail?
Timmy is going to be, okay. It's a super over there.
Yes.
Definitely. Okay. Well, there you have it, gentlemen. They have decided that the super over is going to be the decider in this very tight encounter. And we see the two batters for Egypt. Isn't this?
No. The Miami.
Miami Rafters. Are going to be taking strike.
We could not ask for a better final than this.
And it's gone down to the nail, and it's a nail biter. Where is your money, Virgil? Tell us the truth.
St. Best. I'm going to be with St. Best.
It's only because St. Best gave you a whipping.
I just love to see how Powell bat, and I think he's going to make a big difference in this Super Bowl.
All right. All right, let's see.
I could be wrong, but.
Okay, there was no contention, it seems. They decided to have the super over. That is the right way to decide a final like this. No one should go home with a joint winner. It ought to be a winner. And the name of the bowler, Virgil, you are more. Your eyes are younger than mine, as it were. Can you tell me who is the bowler?
They said Powell.
Powell, yeah. Is going to be bowling?
Gale
is the bowler. I'm sorry. Gale is the bowler, and he's going to be bowling the first delivery, folks. It's a tiebreaker.
Timmy
is the receiving batsman. The first delivery is up, and he swings into the cover region, in the deep, and they are through for a single from the first ball. So, one run having been scored.
Maybe only score 12 in this.
How much do you make them to score, Virgil? Give me a number, Virgil.
I predict they're going to score 12.
You say 12. Okay, let's see. This delivery is vital. Gale is at the top of his mark. He's in. He bowls and he swung for another single. Out in the Long Island area. The man there, well, he was sharp. He came across quickly enough. And another single. After two deliveries, four deliveries to go. You still are on 12?
I'm on 12.
Okay. So.
Is that it?
They need. Third delivery is. Is he out? Yes, he's caught. So one wicket down, folks. Two runs are on the board.
Two runs on the board, one wicket down.
And three balls. Three balls are being bowled. Three balls to go and two runs. Ali is the next batter. Stafford, what do you say? Tell us.
Ali.
We're here at the Central Broad Regional Park.
In the beautiful city of Lauderdale,
in Fort Lauderdale, right?
No. Lauderdale. You got to roll that tongue. Lauderdale. I think this is one of the most excited final we have for very, very.
Two
very
balls, long. Two runs, three, one wicket.
Three balls.
Three balls, right?
Three balls.
Score has got to.
Two runs.
Yes, because they gotten two runs and the first score is a little behind, and then they have two balls, actually three balls, and we have, because obviously the ball for that was
got the third, wicket. Third ball is what got the wicket.
Yes, indeed, and that has to be scored. So three balls have gone, and we've seen Gale coming into the ball. A dot ball, gentlemen. Dot ball.
That's a maiden
ball. That's
over.
A maiden ball, as it were. Three balls. Two runs.
Two ball.
This is four balls, right?
Yeah, two balls to go.
Two balls to go. Two runs and one wicket. This is the most vital ball to both be bowled. And this time, he's going to be out? He's hit.
Yes, he's out.
He is caught, folks. And the Miami Raptors have lost over. Two wickets, two runs, and it's the end of the over?
Yes, the end of the innings. Once you lost two wickets,
it's the end of the innings. Yes, two wickets have been down. As a result of that,
yeah.
The innings. Close.
Yes.
In his close. Yes, we got it right, Ivan. Two wickets. That's right. Yes. And but you got it right. St. Best. You said St. Best.
Well, I believe St. Best is going to win.
And you said it. Well.
St. Best might be in one ball.
Oh, my goodness. This is a nail biter. This is deserving to be on the television. I hope it is recorded. Folks, those of you who have stayed with us, it was a wonderful match.
As we said,
conclusion is not yet.
It's not over.
And
the fat lady. Anything is possible.
Mind you, the fat lady has a great song, and she is rehearsing for another rendition of another song.
After the second ball, first ball, they tried to board it, and they all.
The first ball is going to be four runs. That's my take on it. First ball, it's going to be four runs, and Stafford, we're going to be packing up to go because. St. Best is taking home this trophy tonight. It's a pity that they come all the way to the Lauderdale to take a trophy from a Miami. Right. But life is like that.
This game was a strange game today.
Miami Raptors look very jacked on. They did not know what to say.
And they had a chance to
they had game, the but match all wrapped up.
St. Best came back, and that's the most. That's what's good about cricket, that you cannot predict
who is going to be the man of the match. Can you decide it as to the tiebreaker now that 2 wickets have fallen to the game? In this over, that changes the situation somewhat.
Big time.
Big time.
Yeah. Because he had made.
In spite of the fact that we had.
He made how much? 15?
Something like that. I thought so.
I think in the end, yes.
Yes, I'm hearing you.
McCarthy.
Gale, and Sheldon. McCarthy, Gale, and Sheldon are the three batters. The bowlers? The bowler? My goodness, the three power hitters there. My goodness. McCarthy, Gale, and Sheldon.
Sheldon is.
But Gale and McCarthy are the two four batsmen. They have been making runs consistently.
The Sheldon, you wouldn't see his name as there. Sheldon. He's Ivan, Kevin.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Can't remember them, but. This is marvelous. Folks, those of you who are listening, this match has gone into a tie at the end of the regular overs. And it went into a tiebreaker over and the first team of Miami. Yes.
Yes.
Basud is the bowler. Basud. And Gale, who are the two openers? Gale and McCarthy? Gale and McCarthy. And now if Gale makes this four runs.
Gale, is that Powell?
Or is it Powell?
No, is that Powell?
Ivor.
Is that Powell? Is Gale and
McCarthy? Gale and McCarthy? Is it Gale and McCarthy?
Yeah, is that Powell? Yes. Oh, then walk like that. I can see him walk from anywhere. I know he walks.
Well, Gale and McCarthy, two informed batters.
Yeah.
Who do you think will face?
Who? McCarthy. McCarthy.
McCarthy will face.
I think he's going to face.
And if he face, he will knock it off. I predict one ball and this will come.
Okay, I'm going to go for two.
You're going for two. All right. May well go down to four extras down to the pass to the keeper.
We might have an upset. We might have an upset again.
You may have a wide.
Yeah, we might have an upset.
All right, let's see. This is nearby. Keep your fingers crossed, folks, because what we are seeing here is out of this world. This is worth repeating, worth seeing on the television.
This is what really excited about the game. To see that run score and you come down and tie the game and it was going back and forth. You could not tell who's going to be the winner.
and now we come down to a super over.
Two ball and win the game.
Masood. That's the captain.
Coming into bowl to Makadi?
Yes.
Right. Let's see how he...
Yeah, that looks like Makadi.
Yes. Let's see how this first delivery ends. What will be the result of this? Is bowling to the inform McCarthy? He's been stopped by the umpire. Hold your breath, folks. Left arm. And this ball is driven back to the bowler? A duck ball? You seem to have won the first round.
But don't be surprised if you see a loser.
Second ball. Again, another duck ball.
So both of us is out.
We are two balls, no runs, no wicket. Now the third delivery. This time he's swinging.
Ooh.
And he is out, isn't he?
He's out. This game is a very interesting game.
Well, one wicket, he is being stumped, right?
You lose one more wicket.
Yes.
And the game is over.
Three balls, no run, one wicket. So, let's see. Oh my goodness, this is coming down to it. So folks, those of you who are listening, two runs required, three runs required.
And we already lose one wicket. One more wicket and it's over.
One wicket. Three runs, three balls.
Oh yes, three runs.
It was one out, okay.
Oh boy.
So if two wickets fall, Ivor.
So that two runs that were made, and it's the hardest thing now to make that pass that two runs, which you have three runs to win, and you only lose one wicket.
What happens if they're both tied? They make two runs.
That's another story.
Well, this is a very tight over, Virgil. Very
yes,
tight.
Over. Very, very, very tight.
Two balls. Two runs, one wicket.
I was just going to say, I think they should have a long one and a long one out, and they're just doing that. They are taking no chance.
Hold your breath, folks, as we await the next delivery. Three balls has already been bowled.
Ball away.
And they have gotten a run. From the.
Now remember, anything can happen now. They can lose a wicket now, and that's it.
Yes, one wicket. Let's tell you how the fifth ball goes. We await the delivery of the fifth ball. Yeah, it's nerve-wracking, being kept in check. Everybody's on edge. All the people are on their toes, coming in close. Here is the fifth ball. And he swings and misses.
He's out.
Oh, what a
team.
Miami Raptors have won. The two wickets have fallen. And with two runs.
Pressure.
Burst that pipe. As you were saying, Ivor, Masood took the matters in his hands and he led from the front. Big time. Big time. It's not easy to defend two runs. Not very easy to defend in 2020 over.
Two run is, I don't say nothing to defend. Watch it.
That's what they call unbelievable,
but true. It's the most entertainment. DJ Bravo is on.
Rapture is champion. Rapture's champion. Rapture's champion.
You want to pick up Ivan?
Rapture's champion.
And they're all dancing the here in the park. The Rafters are doing the Bravo champion. DJ Bravo on the scene, his song, that is.
Everybody knows that best is a good team.
Everybody knows that the Rafters are a better team.
But
and it's about time, in a very short time, we will have the presentation. I'm sure. However, we're going to pick it up downstairs to do the presentation. I'm sure they have a lot of handshakes down here, the umpires. I think the umpires did a good job, a wonderful job. No very difficult decision that went to straight. As far as you have seen, nothing went bad with the umpire. The umpires did a good job. But let's
give them both. Nothing went bad. The losing team is going to complain and said something went wrong here, yeah, but that's just part of the game.
No, I didn't see decision that really, really was close. All the decisions were fair. And for Sebastian to lose this, it was, it is, to me, was they did all the hard work and let it go. And it came down to what you call the pressure.
Over and then pressure. They let it go this
way. That's a big win. A big, big win.
I still believe Paul Will should be the one that first faced that first ball.
First ball, I should have faced the ball.
The kind of Batman he is, he's going to go at that ball.
First mistake.
Keep on talking. He says, we are very much into it right here, Ivor. I'm sure that you are elated about the whole
result.
Yes, again, for those of you who have just joined us,
can you hear me?
St. Best requiring 2 runs in the Super Over, lost 2 wickets, and they only score 1 run, giving.
Can you hear me now?
To the Miami Raptors.
Am I on?
Something. Well, we are waiting the presentation. I'm sure that will be in for a short while. In the meantime, I'm going to just give you some music from our end. For those of you who are listening to us, we gave you some music. Cricket. One gone again, they said. One gone again.
Can you?
Yes, I heard you now again.
Yeah, I love it. I guess my mic was on.
There's some music for listening.
Laughing, what they didn't know, We have the fatal blow, because we know after joy is sorrow. If you're young, the people was born
again. Was born again.
They were so jubilant that morning.
Was born again.
May white she was needing some flour.
Was born again.
Can the match pour too much water.
Was born again.
A virgin woman born the lucky.
Was born again.
We didn't have comings and logging.
Was born again.
Kenneth Benjamin with Peter Tatan, they really outplayed them South African. We had the world's greatest umpire.
One born again.
From Jamaica, Mr. Steve Buckner.
One born again.
Me never had on cheap bikini.
One born again.
Run outside and start to gallery.
One born again.
Never look for no back caught in the gully.
One born.
Him skip a reach.
One born again.
Up 365 not out. Guys, a man will always remember.
One born again.
West Indies was a South Africa.
One born again.
I was talking to Skipper Richie.
One born again.
We play for Big Lloyd and Sir Gary.
One born again.
Don't mind how the boys under pressure.
One born again.
West Indies will never surrender.
One born again.
And in command was born to run on a near podium. A good ball, a magnificent ball. You played with West Indies. That we support Skipper Richie. That we support
one
Skipper Richie.
Born again.
That's one of the makings. You know, you have the future of this.
One
and
born again.
Coming from behind. Lara boy. Lara boy. That's
one born again.
But the man feel it. And you know, boy.
One born again. One born again.
We know you love cricket. And the Cricket Show with Leon, Ivor, Audley, Virgil, and Simon. And now, get ready to enjoy even more of the Cricket Show. We're expanding to 3 hours of live streaming every Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m., but we need your help. We're asking our listeners to donate $5 or even more to the Cricket Show so we can stream live for 3 exciting hours. We are a not-for-profit organization licensed by the state of Florida. Please send your generous donation to The Cricket Show, Post Office Box 970-536, Miami, Florida 33197. That's The Cricket Show, Post Office Box 970-536, Miami 33197. You may email us at thecricketshow@AT&T.net. And we're very grateful for all of you who've contributed so far. We also have limited commercial time available at very reasonable rates. Don't forget to join us every Sunday at 3 p.m. at blogtalkradio.com/thecricketshow. To join in the fun, call 1-347-934-0226. And a big thanks from all of us at The Cricket Show.
On his way to Boatwick, big left-handed West Indian captain Wade tapping away at the crease. Walker is on the way, and Lloyd off the back foot crashes it through the covers. That's 4 more runs. Beautiful shot by Lloyd. Full of confidence. Flowing back foot shot. Meet the bat and racing away to the boundary. McCulloch in the covers had no chance of getting it.
This tiny young fella by the name of Chiwa left all the way from China because of Kerry Packer. He said he heard so much about cricket, but he wants someone to explain it. There's much between Australia and we, so we start listening.
Okay. Yes, sir. They're still using this card.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's got the mic going through. They're using my mic. You going upstairs? You going upstairs? But they're still using the box and everything, but no level you go, tell Virgil, go get a hand. If you're gonna go upstairs, Virgil is down there, so lay down, we need a hand.
If you want to listen, if you want.
No. The listener, no, I'm, you see, the guy may say, you want help. I don't even know that the mic must be off for a long time, eh?
This one will turn it off.
Thank you. Shut down the radio.
Time tomorrow evening.